Jesus.
Hello.
Hey. It's Amy with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
We keep missing each other because you call back when I be on my break.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I just want to check. Are you the one working with my dad?
Yes, I'm the one working with your dad.
Okay. That's why,
yeah.
I couldn't remember, to be honest with you. It's been so long, and it's been crazy. So I was, anyways, I'm finally glad I got to work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're here to help. So I was looking at 413 Seal Coating. So there's another company in Monroe called 413 Seal Coat. You don't have any associate with them, right?
That's my old company. I sold that in February.
Okay. So that one has a Google business profile out of Monroe, 186 North Main Street. That's not you.
That is my old company. We sold that last February to one of my good friends. And we now own also have 413 Roofing.
Okay. So is that the one we're talking about advertising, is 413 Roofing?
Yes, ma'am.
Got you. Okay, so I see here the Facebook profile did say roofing and seal coating. Okay.
Really? Where do you see that at?
Well, there was a Facebook profile because I was doing the search to see where else, pardon me, where all you're located. Hold on, let me get it. So 413 Seal Coating, they have a website now, because I did see that it was said seal coating and roofing, which I thought was interesting, because let me see where it is. Maybe it was in one of those back searches I did. Yeah, I'm not seeing it right here on the front, but I did see it at some point. So it looks like with the Facebook, let me go back.
I'm jumping on it right now. I don't see it anywhere.
Well, the Facebook profile that I'm looking at says now that it's owned, family owned and operated by James and Joe. So that's who you guys sold it to?
His father-in-law, Randy. But yeah, James and Joe run
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
Where is
right.
it? I'm looking on here. I don't see the number on here.
Well, there was somewhere that I saw that it said seal coating and roofing. I'm not seeing it right here. Hold on. Let me take a look.
It was on Facebook?
I thought that it was on Facebook, but apparently it wasn't on the Facebook, because I was looking around to see if you guys had a Facebook yet for the company, and I came across this one that had very similar information to yours, but the phone number was different. So I thought, okay. Once in a while, there'll be a correlation, like you'll change something up or something will be different. In this case, you sold the company. That was the difference. So that's where
I'm
found that.
I'm hoping they're not, and I don't think they would. But no, they shouldn't be. They should be advertising roofing at all.
No, I don't believe that they are advertising roofing. Like I said, it was one listing, and it wasn't. It looked like it had been an old listing, something that just needed to be cleaned up. At some point, maybe you started with the seal coating and the roofing out as one. Is that kind of how you started it?
Probably about a year ago, maybe.
Okay. Then that's probably where that even came from. It just had a couple of keywords on one listing that made me think, oh, okay. You know, because the 413 is unique in the fact that if there was one called 413 Seal Coating for you and then 413 Seal Coat for them, that's pretty close, you know? So I was like, oh, let me do a little investigation here and see what's going on. But it's all good. Their website doesn't say anything about roofing. Their information, I haven't found anything that says roofing. It was literally just like one listing that had a correlation there. Again, I would tend to think it was probably just an old listing, not anything recent.
Okay. Well, anyways, so I'll just move on from all that. so basically, let me tell you what we're looking for.
Yes,
please. Dad let me in a little bit about, or he kind of told me the deal he has with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I hired a guy to build our website, mm-hmm. and He ended up copying someone else's website, and they ended up threatening to sue. Got a letter in the mail, ended up threatening to sue and everything. So I had him take everything down because they were right. It looked pretty freaking close to it. And then, so I hired him to rebuild another website, and he did the exact same thing again. And thank God I caught it before they did, and I had to fire him. I said, dude, you can't keep doing this. I was like, you freaking kidding me. So now I just gave up on the website for so long. I was like, I have enough going on right now.
Okay.
I said, I've got to get caught up on a lot of stuff. And so anyways, we're at a point to where we are doing bids for next year for commercial and also residential, but mainly residential will work on that all year long. But commercial is starting to get bids for next year. And that's what we need to focus on right now. So I need a tell you what I'm looking for. I need a website made. And Dad said you guys have done a pretty good job on bringing in business for him. So I'm interested in hearing what you guys can do for us.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
now,
so
I'll tell you this also up front. I am in no means looking to spend a whole lot of money. But, I mean, we'll see what that can definitely change. If I see if I see a decent ROI, then absolutely, we'll pump in money where money's coming in from. If we see a good return, we'll send money in that direction rather than other directions, and no questions asked.
Okay. Well, for roofing, so let me just make sure I have the right information. So it's 413 roofing?
Yes.
Okay. And then, is that at 3679 Ohio 123?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then
no, we are not listed on Google because which is really nuts. I tried to get our company listed on Google, and they marked me for the email I was using. They marked it as pretty much I was a scam.
Well,
I did not own it. It was almost, and I appealed it. I'm like, guys, here's my document. This is me. This is my document. This is a tax document. And they denied the appeal. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, that's not true. I just sent you a link for your Google profile.
Really?
Yeah, I just sent it to you. I just texted it to you.
Let me look. I don't see us anywhere.
That is your Google profile. Now, it's not ranking. That's where we come in. We provide this listing with keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, the website, everything that it needs, and then we put it with Facebook ads. And now, there's a package that your dad has, which he prepaid. The first package he started with us, he prepaid for 6 months, and that was at $1,300. And then his season is coming to an end here in about October, November-ish. So when he re-upped in August with another 3 month package because you get a good price break when you do it that way. It gives you a pretty decent price break.
Well, that makes sense. His season's coming to end in November anyway. So that makes
sense. Yeah. So he can pause it and then, he'll still have that next month. He did like a 3 month contract. So it gives you a good price break, you know, and gets everything going. And then he can re-up it whenever he wants, and that's why he deals with me directly, is because I always give him the best price when we re-up it. So in addition to that, though, there's for what you're offering, though, you have different options than he does. You have options for something called Google Guaranteed, which is Google's own pay-per-lead program. You have options for a couple of different services that aren't available to him because of his category, so to speak. So what I would honestly suggest is us starting you out with a basic package. Pardon me. The basic package that we have going, we can either do the 3 month contract at $700, or we can do the month to month at $249 a month, month to month with no contract. And there's a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming. And that basic package is going to include a custom website design for you guys where we showcase the photos of your work. If you have a logo, we brand it. If you need one, we build one. We go ahead and purchase the domain and get everything up and running. And then we also include programming for your Google listing and your Google profile, first page placement is promised in 45 to 60 days max. That's for companies who don't have a Google profile. Like if we have to go in and claim over your current profile, that's great. We could do that. Or if you have access to it after all, we're going to walk you through all those steps, Caleb.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I'm really, yeah. Website sounds good and everything, and I'm excited about that. But I also am excited about looking at options where you guys can bring in business.
Right. Well, that's what this is going to do. This is going to bring in this would target you through Facebook ads and Google ads. This is a basic package. So this is going to get the platform up and running and get everything moving. Now, if you're looking for like leads, Google Guarantee is definitely the way to go if you qualify for it. But usually we do start clients out with the basic package and show you what we can do before we get the Google Guarantee going. But just to give you a taste of how that goes, Google Guarantee is Google's own pay-per-lead program. There is an upfront cost of $250 that goes to get the company Google Guarantee verified. Google Guarantee is listed at the very top of the page in the Google Guarantee section on the first page of Google for roofing. So in this particular section, it's reserved for you guys, the small to medium-sized business owners by Google. So those large corporations, the Home Advisors and Angie's and Thumbtacks, they can't even list in this section. This is selected and specific for you guys, but it is pay per lead. So you guys pay per qualified lead, and that is going to be $80 a lead and a minimum monthly budget of $1,043 for 13 Google Guarantee leads. So,
well, the problem with that is I see other roofing contractors talking about in forums that everybody's getting the same lead.
Right. So this is the thing. In those forms, they are getting the same leads, but with Google Guarantee, they're not, because this is the difference. That lead isn't coming to me at Local Splash and I'm not determining where that lead goes. These clients go to Google in the guaranteed section, and they look in that section, and they select to work with you directly. They select to call you directly. Now, studies show that clients are going to call anywhere from 1 to 3 providers in any given area for any given category. Right? And that's fair to get 3 different bids. But we're not determining if that lead is going to you and your competitors. Those clients have gone to Google. They've looked in the Google Guaranteed section. They know what the guarantee is. The guarantee is to them, to the general public. We're guaranteeing that this is a quality service provider. So when they reach out to you, they're reaching out to you directly. And you're the only one that we're promoting in that area. So that's where the exclusivity comes in. Because we're not promoting you and a bunch of other guys in that section. We can only work with one.
Oh, okay. Well, everything you're telling me sounds great so far. This is exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Now here's what I will tell you about the domain. Mm-hmm. I purchased domain 413-roofing, but
okay.
I that's not what I wanted. I wanted 413 roofing, but I guess somebody in another state owns that, but it has not been used. It hasn't been used in years. I really don't like our domain, to be honest with you, but so I'm interested in other ones, and I'm open to ideas if you think there's a better one.
During client onboarding, they'll go over what's available. So it might be 413roofing.pro, 413roofing.net. Like there might be something else that's available very similar to it that we may be able to get for you. And .pro is actually one of my favorites of the newer domains. Personally, because I think it sounds very professional.
Well, I don't know how many, because I've never even heard of that. So if I'm looking something up, I'd be doing like .pro. I'd be automatically putting in .com just out of, because I think, not calling customers stupid, but calling me stupid too is when you're doing something quickly, it's in .com. And,
right. But that's why we make it a clickable link, so they don't have to punch it in themselves individually. And think about, the world is a place of convenience now, right? So when they go to your listing, bam, they're clicking on the website link. They're not punching in the website domain for themselves. And then once they've got it in their queue, once it's been in their cache, Caleb, what happens is as soon as they start to punch in 413, bam, you're going to pop with your domain anyways. Now, if that .com's available for any reason, we will definitely get it for you. Don't get me wrong. Or if there is some way that we can do like 413roofing.com OH for Ohio.com, then we'll get it for you. Like, we're going to present you with all the variables that's going to get you where you want to be or as close to it as possible, because your success and your happiness is our success and happiness. If you're not happy, you have no reason to stay, you know?
Right. So you said it's 3 months for $700?
3 months for $700, and then if you want to do the Google Guarantee, that's an additional $250 for the application.
And that's not guaranteed I get approved.
Well, I have a couple of questions, because we're not going to sign you up for it. I'm not even going to offer you the application if you're not going to get approved. So do you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you have any face-to-face employees, meaning employees that go out and provide services without you ever showing up on the job?
Oh, man. So all of my guys are 1099. So what's
okay.
That,
so none.
We have seven sales reps, and we have three roofing crews, and we do gutters, we do siding, every type of roofing, roof coatings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exterior, all of the exterior.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if all of your employees are 1099, then they don't need to go on the application.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
It would just be you on the application. Now that I know that you're also, would you want leads for something other than roofing? Would you also want, because within roofing is the gutters, but would you want siding as well?
Anything exterior doing with the building.
Okay.
So siding, gutters, roofing. Anyway, sorry, my wife said something, but I was telling her the same thing. But, anyway, so yeah, that's our bread and butter.
Okay. Siding is the siding leads are a couple bucks more. Let me see here. Because what I do is I go ahead and get you approved for everything at one time. That way it's complete, you're completely approved, and then you can cut on which ones you want. So the way the Google Guarantee works is we go through the approval process. So do you have licensing for 413 roofing?
Yes.
Do you have general liability insurance?
Yes, but I'm actually filing next week. We're getting higher insurance. We're at 1 million right now. We have to be up at 2 million because we're signing with another company to do work for them, to do work for them. So I got to change probably next week.
Okay, and then do you have a Ohio State driver's license?
Yes,
and you have a United States Social Security number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So then, for all intents and purposes, you would pass the background check because you don't have any felonies. You've never been arrested. So there's no reason that you wouldn't pass the Google Guarantee check. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, the advantages are vast here, Caleb. So the advantages here are, A, that when the lead comes in, it's coming directly to you. The client has gone on. They've chosen to work directly with you. They're contacting you. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming through because it says so on your caller ID, and it gives the whisper feature right before the client actually picks up. Before you're connected with the client, it says LSA, so you know this is one of those leads coming through. And then when that caller is calling, they're calling a specific Google call tracking number where the AI bots are listening. So if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's automatically unqualified. You would not be charged. If it is somebody seeking employment with your company, again, same thing, automatically not charged. If they're requesting a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, you would not be charged. And the same is true if it's outside of your service radius. So it has to be very specific. And the client has to request estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, or you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that it's considered a qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's start out with the $700 a month one. I'd like to get the website. I'd like to get you guys that. Now that includes you guys like starting to market for us.
Yes, that's going to be. We're going to get access to your Google profile, and we're also going to create Facebook ads, and we're going to run the Facebook ads. We're going to program you in for Yelp, Apple, and Bing. We also are going to go ahead and include mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets. We're also going to include review generation for reputation management to gain 5-star reviews, because that's going to be huge with promoting the company. So that is the basic package to get everything promoted and up and running. And again, terms and conditions state first peach placement within 45 to 60 days of starting that.
Okay. Let's start there.
Okay.
And let's see where we go. Cause we're a smaller company right now. We're, and we've got almost 90,000 tied up into a project that we're doing in two weeks.
So, okay.
We're kind of, let's keep things tight and only invest where we feel, that it would be a good option.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. And I promise you, once we get this up off the ground, Google Guarantee is where I go for all of my clients. Like, if you qualify for it, it is the ultimate package as far as I'm concerned, because the numbers don't lie. These leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead, and you're in complete control of how quickly they come in, if you need to pause it, all the things. Okay? So
we're closing on a project. Well, we were supposed to be closed on last Friday. We hopefully will be finished with it by the end of the week. So I'm just going to say by mid-next week, we should hopefully be paid from it. So I'd like to go ahead and do the what you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
But the Google side of things, let's start that maybe the end of next week.
Gotcha. Absolutely. So let me go ahead and get this set up here. Give me just a second. So for account purposes, your first name is C-A-L-E-B?
C-A-L-E-B, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then your last name is A-N-K-E-N-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then it's 413 Roofing. It's not like LLC or anything like that?
It is LLC.
Okay.
We don't put that out. I mean, it's not like it's a secret, but when you look at our name on our trucks, it's just 430 Roofing.
Okay, cool. We can leave it like that. That's fine. And you're not aware if you have access to this Google profile or not, right? You'll have a client onboarding call with my technician, and I'm going to put the link in here. And then what they'll do is they will send you an invitation via email, and if you have access, you'll be able to grant us access from this email. So we make it pretty simple.
I'm pretty sure it's tied into my 413, my 4.13 operations at Gmail email address. But I mean, that's where I got the denial appeal thing. So I guess I didn't even know that was up there. So
it may just need to be claimed is all that it is. Like, so what's been happening when you guys do it independently and to go through verification is the first time it gets denied. Right? It's just like, it's almost like automatic. Like, you send all the stuff in and they're like, nope, stamp it. Nope, sorry. No. You know what I mean? And then once you go through the appeal process, it'll pop up, or like this will pop up in like an unofficial capacity. So again, I can see it because I did a specific search for your business name. Okay.
I thought it was just because we're a Christian owned company and then maybe Google's a Democrat. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, I think the Democrats just tried to block our company here.
I feel you. There's something else, them guys, man. You know, I'm not supposed to say anything political on the phone, but I'm with you, my friend.
Oh, no, I hit the gas pedal when it's time to get political. I'll tell you right now.
You know.
That's the same with our companies. Now that, I mean, you're going to be doing stuff for our companies, we are very big on what we believe in, which is Jesus Christ. And we're very big on what we stand for. We don't let men in little girls' restrooms. We don't let men dressing like women try to be perverts to kids.
Exactly.
God-fearing, gun-believing, Trump sharing, and Jesus sharing, all that.
Yes, same thing. Same thing here, 100%. Absolutely, 100%. So you got the right girl.
How long can we get a website? Like, let's say we go ahead and get things going now. How long can we get a website up?
5 to 7 days max.
Okay, so am I able to say, I'd hope so if I'm paying for it, hey, I don't like this or I don't like that.
Absolutely. And you'll have access to your client dashboard. So you're going to have a client dashboard, and what that client dashboard is going to allow for you to do, Caleb, is it's going to allow for you to go in and make any change or adjustment yourself if you choose to. Now, okay. In addition to that, absolutely, the website team is 100% here for you. Hey, I don't like this. I want to change this. I don't like that. Whatever the case is, and we go in and make those change and adjustments for you. Or again, you have access to make them yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm good with that. Let's start with the first package you talked about.
Okay.
Do we pay for that tonight, or when do we pay for that?
We do. We go ahead and pay for it now, and I'm going to schedule your client onboarding. So the client onboarding is a very important call. I need to know when you can set aside 1 hour. The call doesn't take a full hour, but we block off an hour. And appointments start as early as between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the last one is between 6 and 7. So do you want to set that aside tomorrow at some point, or you want to do Thursday?
Let me look at my schedule real quick for tomorrow. Let's see. I don't think. I know I either have a 9 or 10. Let me look. Well, 10 a.m. So, and you said it doesn't take a full hour?
It doesn't. It usually only takes about 20, 30 minutes, but we block off the hour and just in case. So my suggestion to you is, why don't we set it between 12 and 1?
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that.
Okay. So what's going to happen is we're going to call from our 877 phone number. You will get a text and an email reminder. And what's going to happen is I'm going to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. So you'll get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment that's just going to say, hey, client onboarding is coming at this time. If you had to book an appointment, or you know that you're not going to be able to make that appointment time, Caleb, then it's you just call or text back in and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. Let me reschedule you right away, okay, because this is the call that's going to get it all going, okay?
We'll be fine. Once I put it in the book, it's happening.
Okay. I just sent you the invitation via email, so it is going to go directly to you via email, and you can just click yes, and it'll drop into your Google Calendar as well. Okay?
Yeah, that's done.
Okay.
That'd be great, too.
All right. So, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are. We'll go ahead and process this and read the voice verification.
Well, that's what I'm doing is I'm looking for my wallet. Hey, honey, can you borrow my wallet? I was hoping you'd say yes. Let me check the truck. You take it, Casey? Asking our German Shepherd if she's took her own dog.
Right.
See. There she is. Oh. All right. You ready?
I am.
All right. Card number is 4028.
Mm-hmm.
7900.
Mm-hmm.
2617.
Mm-hmm.
5659.
Expiration month or year?
526.
Three-digit code on the back?
599.
And then I need to set a security question for you, Caleb. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City born in, say Middletown, please.
Middletown, got it. Now, this is set to protect your proprietary information. In the event that you were to get a call, you're not sure if it's local slash, which you're pretty cautious, so I don't anticipate that. But you ask for your security question, okay? That way, they're not asking your security question, then you know, hey, this isn't right. We're never calling you and asking you for any more money than what's already been agreed upon, okay?
Okay, good to know.
All right, so now I'm going to read a voice. Go ahead.
Where are you guys based out of?
California.
Oh wow. Okay. I'm glad to hear I'm not working with a Democrat out there.
No, you're not.
My brother was not working out there on a contract, and he got out of Dodge once that was done.
Oh boy. Wow. We're in Fountain Valley, California. We're in Orange County, between LA and San Diego.
Oh, okay. Well, you're way out there. Well, I'm in Ohio.
Right. Well, my mother-in-law, my first husband's mother, she was from Marion, Ohio. So
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go out there, and hopefully we'll make it out there one day. Now, do you want to put your wife down as an authorized user on this account so she could call in and make change or adjustment on behalf of the company as well?
Yes, please, because, yeah, really, she's going to be starting to do sure. more back office stuff for me.
And first and last name for her?
Sierra, which is C-I-E-R-R-A,
mm-hmm.
and then same last name, A-N-K-N-E-Y.
Okay. And her phone number?
937-751-5571.
Yeah. 5571. Okay, so Sierra, make sure that when you call in, you have the security question and the answer, and you're an authorized user on the account. The reason I asked for your phone number is because when you call in, obviously you're probably calling on your own phone, not on his, you know, so we have your number already in the system, and that way there's no worries, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to read a voice verification out to you guys, and it reads like this. If you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
413 Roofing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner. Oh, and Caleb Anthony.
And are there any other authorized users on this account?
Yeah, my wife, Sierra Anthony.
Okay. And does she have full authorization to make purchase and full commitment on behalf of the company?
She's shaking her head no.
All right. So in order for the account to be successful, it does require that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you guys agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
I live on my phone, so that's no problem at all.
All right. So for the official term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is September 3rd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable and prepaid amount of $700 for the 3-month package. This will cover you for a full 3 months. The the renewal date would be December 3rd, and that would renew at $299 because that's our regular package price. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in for a call for you at the end of November, and we'll see wherever – I mean, I'll be talking with you between now and then, but we'll see where everything's at, if you guys want to go with another 3 months, if you want to go with the 6 months, where you guys want to go with this and how we're going to make changes or adjustments. But I do just have to make you aware that if it's left untouched – and we don't make any change or adjustments on December 3rd, it would renew at the flat rate of $299 month to month, no contract. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I've got you guys in here. That call is going to come tomorrow between 12 and 1. Like I said, you did receive a text. Well, you received a few texts, so don't be overwhelmed with it. I'm going to isolate this one. It's the terms and conditions. I do just need your initials. Actually, I need you to click the 2 boxes and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. So go ahead and click that link I just sent you.
Okay. All right. I agree. I certify something. That's a lot of words.
Mm-hmm. That you're the authorized user and signer on the card. And then just type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Hold on, I want to read all the fine print.
Okay. You can if you want to, and you have it in your, you also have it in your, you're going to get a tracking and reporting system where you guys can log on, and it's in there. We keep a copy of the terms and conditions in there, too, so there's no surprises or hidden anything.
Yeah. It took me to the front page of Local Splash.
It took you to a username and password, right?
Yes.
Username is going to be the phone number that we're currently speaking on, 937-751-5312, no periods, dots, dashes, or parentheses. And then the password is going to be all lowercase. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
PPC.
Oh, crap. I'm getting a phone. Oh, man, I got to take this call.
Hold on, it's fine. No, it's fine. Go ahead and take it. You have it in text message. It's in your text messages. Go ahead and take
your
call.
No. Go ahead. I just told my phone back. Go ahead.
Okay, PPC photos. All one word, all lowercase. P as in Paul, P as in Paul, C as in Charlie, P as in Paul, H as in Happy, O as in Octopus, T as in Tom, O as in Octopus, S as in Sam.
We're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Yep. And that's going to be the tracking and reporting system from with which you'll be able to track all the results of the package. Okay?
All right.
Yep. So everything's set. Tomorrow I'm going to give you a call between 12 and 1, and we'll get your account all set up and moving forward for you. Okay?
Well, I tell you what, I'm excited about working with you. You definitely, Dad told me, he goes, do not work with anybody but her. I said, okay.
Aww. I love that. He's super sweet.
So I'm very much looking forward to this and looking forward to it. You definitely sound like you know what the heck you're talking about and excited to see what you can do for our company.
I'm excited for it, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, here's my commitment. You do a good enough job. Are you married or whatever?
I am.
All right. You do a good enough job for us. Well, my wife and I will get you and your husband out here for a Buckeye game. Show you what Ohio's like.
Oh my gosh! My husband is a football coach. You don't understand. My son's youth football team was the OC Buckeyes.
Well, I'll tell you this. You guys do a good enough job for us. We got tickets. We'll get you out here and we'll have a good time.
Oh, we'd love that. We're total football fans. We'd go wild for that. Absolutely. You're gonna love it.
I'll get her. Thank you.
All right.
So I will talk to you tomorrow.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. That one was a callback, too. Yay.